Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Let's get it. Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in, iHeart, American Forces Radio, sportsbyline.com, over-the-air affiliates like KMAV, 99KMSR, and WYOH, and many more. Podcasts, replay on SiriusXM, or maybe your video streaming on Twitch or YouTube, however you're joining me today. I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully, wherever you are, it's sunny outside. If not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. It was sunny out here, but we're getting an eclipse right now where I'm at, and the moon is very slowly starting to take over the sun. So don't look directly into it, everyone in the greater Baltimore, Washington area. I don't know why you would need to be told to not look directly into the sun without any sort of protection, but here we are again when a situation like this occurs. Don't worry. We have you covered on this show. Filthy Tom Lawler is going to be joining me. And if there's anything you know about Filthy Tom Lawler, everywhere he goes, he carries some protection with him. And we're going to talk about some of his adventures from over WrestleMania weekend. One thing we are not going to talk about today, a whole lot about Vince McMahon. Or the old era of WWE, because did you guys know it was a new era? It's a Renaissance era. It's a Paul Levesque era. It's a Cody Rhodes era. It's an era. There's all of this with Nick Khan, Stephanie McMahon coming back, the Janelle Grant lawsuit, a ton of stuff that we are going to talk about in the future. We certainly have not forgotten about it. I couldn't do a better takedown than what Jonathan Snowden wrote up today in his Substack that he sends out for subscribers. He pretty much said a lot about the people that are sticking their heads in the sand about the situation, but at least for one day on this show, we're going to talk to the wrestling fans, the mainstream wrestling fan, all of you hardcore fans out there who actually got what you wanted last night, which was one hell of a WrestleMania and a bunch of stories you wanted to see end come to an end, at least for now.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
We'll be right back. Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. What a terrible intro to the show that was before. Time to make amends for all of that. You know, we do this show right here for an hour every day. Every single stinking day we are here. But if you want us 24/7, you could try to find us on Twitter/X. I am at Sempervivi. Tom is at Filthy Tom Lawler. The website is at WONF4W, and the broadcaster is at Sports Byline USA. Jim Valley is here with you live on Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific. And Andrew Zarian takes the reins on Sunday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Filthy? I got to be honest, and this kind of threw me off here during the intro of the show and everything as soon as I got a chance to see your face, but I thought this eclipse was more of an East Coast sort of thing.
Well, the sun is definitely eclipsed at some level over here on the west side of the U.S., but yeah, I believe we're at a 60% eclipse, but hey, I'm not going to take any risks. I'm not going out there risking my eyesight. You know what I mean? I survived a fight with Chris Weidman already, so.
I've got to be honest. I'm more impressed with, you know, you surviving that, Matt, at the Action Dean show. It's nice to hear that you didn't pick up any communicable diseases as you went to war back and forth with Tank, which, look, I know we got a lot of WWE to get into this weekend, but you were in Philadelphia, not only for that Action Dean show, but also to do a little commentary on Stardom, and apparently, unexpected to you, those things actually crossed up with you trying to get to the H2O Center.
Oh, good Lord. There was apparently a jumper on one of the bridges going in between South Philly and Williamstown, New Jersey, and I was in the Uber for 2.5 hours. Ooh. When I ordered it, it said that it was going to be a 50-minute ride, which I was still not happy about. But once I got in, apparently Uber didn't bother updating the drivers or anybody, and I was there for 2.5 hours. Made it to the show about maybe 10 or 15 minutes before I hit the ring. And if you are not a subscriber to IWTV, if you were not a member of the Death Valley Driver Video Review Message Board, you missed out because this show was awesome. It was indie sleaze at its best, I would say. So check it out. We probably won't talk very much about any of the other independent happenings, like the Punjabi prison match or Missy Hyatt turning on Joey Janela. But if you have the time and you have not seen it yet, check out Action Wrestling Dean.
Now, Tom, I said at the beginning of the show, we were going to be trying to take a more positive look at WrestleMania. You know, it was a hell of an event. It really was. It was a new stamp on this new era that Cody Rhodes is apparently calling the Renaissance era. Of course, because of that, there's pushback with people saying, hey, don't let that overwhelm all of these things from the past era. But to me, look, that is going to be talked about, and I'm going to mention something about it because I do have to mention Vince McMahon selling off his stock, but you can't stick your head in the sand about that sort of stuff. But I think as wrestling fans, it is okay to take a couple of days here to celebrate what WWE did put on here and the fact that, you know, it is at some level not about WWE exactly. Yes, WrestleMania is the weekend, but as we talk about all of these other shows that took place, this is really a celebration of wrestling, and I don't think people should necessarily put their boot on the necks of the fans right now if they are celebrating wrestling.
Is that what's happening?
It seems to be, with anything, obviously, as soon as somebody hypes something up, there's somebody there to kind of chop away to take it down, and I understand that people are, again, this is a serious story. We've talked about it on this show at length. We will continue to do so. But, you know, I think there are some people worried that some people had their heads stuck in the sand and are being, I guess, overwhelmed by all of the Dwayne washing that has taken place with The Rock and the new era and really beating that into the ground. But, you know, I don't know where you stand on some of that stuff, but it just seems like, as with anything, as soon as you talk about something, somebody's there to kind of, you know, throw stones at it or try to other sides it.
Well, I don't think any of the fans are glamorizing Vince McMahon and the cover-up story or whatever went on with WWE and this lawsuit, but there's plenty of good people who work for the WWE who work on SmackDown, who work on Raw, who work in NXT, who are not looking at this business setting out to do nefarious things. As a matter of fact, they're looking to improve it from within. And those are the people that should be celebrated. Those are probably the people who the fans are celebrating. And I mean, I just think it's probably a vocal minority. Unfortunately, you know, they're the most vocal. So.
And, you know, get the one piece of Vince news out of the way. Brandon Thurston of WrestleNomics revealed this morning that a Securities and Exchange Commission filing has taken place and that TKO and Endeavor are buying back even more shares from Vince McMahon. In fact, it's going to be most of his shares. Endeavor themselves are buying back 1.6 million shares. That is giving McMahon $142.6 million, and TKO is buying back an additional 1.85 million plus shares for about $150 million. So that is about $293 million for McMahon. Since last November, Vince has sold off 21 million shares for about $1.5 billion. By Thurston's count, this still gives Vince a little over 8 million TKO shares, or approximately 4.7% of the company. Why that is significant, it is because we are going to hear nothing about Vince selling stock again now that he's under 5% of the company. These filings don't have to be made in most cases to the SEC. So that's probably going to be the last you hear about Vince McMahon selling off any stock, and anything you probably hear about Vince from this point forward is going to have everything to do with the Janelle Grant lawsuit. Now, WrestleMania 40. Tom, Cody finished the story, and it was an incredible, incredible way to close the show, or he closes this chapter and the story goes on, however you want to describe it. But Sami Zayn and Gunther, I got to say this, off night one, was by far the best match on there. And I dare say, as great as Cody was, and I know that's special and in a little bit of a different category for a lot of people, but I thought Sami Zayn against Gunther was perfect in every conceivable way, right down to Kevin Owens being a surprise at gorilla position that Sammy saw right before he went out to the ring, right all the way down to him using the brainbuster on the top rope, which he has never broken out before, and was something that was a perfect way to bring down this giant of Gunther.
That was a fantastic match. I expected nothing less. It's kind of bittersweet in a way to see the tremendous reign of Gunther, the ring general, end. But, you know, there's definitely, I don't want to say bigger things ahead of him, because what he did with that Intercontinental Championship really raised the level of that belt in the fans' eyes, in the prestige within the company. And now he's probably going to move on to the main event, I would imagine. We've seen him in there with Cody multiple times in the Royal Rumble, so it appears that maybe we're going to get that once again. Perhaps he will end up challenging Damian Priest on Raw for the belt. I don't know, but I see a fantastic, fantastic future for this guy.
Absolutely. And the match with Cody, or a feud with Cody, just seems like it would be the natural thing to do, and that's the one I'm looking forward to the most. But you never know. You know, he may be in the mix a little bit here with Damian Priest and with Drew McIntyre, just because we're going to have the draft coming up. So we're probably going to be seeing some things, you know, in the next couple of weeks here on Raw that may end up going out the window once everything is shaken out with the draft. So got a lot more to get into when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi here with you, just careening into things at top speed today. Joined by Filthy Tom Lawler, still with the glasses on, because the eclipse is upon us. Do you think Tank eclipsed your star power in that match? Because I got to be honest, I didn't grow up watching NWA Wildside, so I've been watching a little of it here over the last couple of months, you know, trying to see stuff from the early 2000s that I hadn't seen before, and Tank was a presence, and he was a presence going back and forth with you.
I thought it was Tank Abbott.
That's was not Tank.
That was a different. That was a different guy.
Tank. Yes. Different Tank.
Oh, I thought maybe after WCW folded, he, you know, took up some gigs with NWA Wildside. It would be the natural thing to do, wouldn't it?
Well, it's you know, Kent and Keith Cole were killers there for a short period of time.
I was wondering why he didn't have the nips cut out on his shirt like Tank did with three count, but now it all makes sense. Different guy, huh?
Different guy, yes. Coven of the Goat, Tank Abbott, not a member of quite yet. But hey, look, we're going to get back onto WrestleMania here in a minute, but that Dean show, which is, I've only seen your match from it so far, but it has been like roundly praised as one of the best shows and certainly one of the most fun shows of the weekend. I think it's great just because, you know, people are paying homage to somebody who, you know, was a real big influence. And, you know, Larry Zonka passed away and Keith passed away. And there have been a lot of guys who, unfortunately, you know, from that original message board era and a lot of what has, you know, launched and a lot of what we're doing here, you know, after it and all these forums and everything, a lot of that goes back to like DVDR and those guys from that time. So to me, it's just really nice to see, you know, people paying respect to him and his influence on a lot of fans in wrestling. But as far as that show went, from what you were able to see there, obviously getting there late and everything, you know, as far as what you saw, how much fun did you have? Because obviously you said, you know, it was indie sleaze personified and everything, but what did you see there? What was kind of cool that people should check out?
Yeah, I mean, it was everything that it should have been. It had, from top to bottom, just a wild lineup, an eclectic mix of wrestlers. You had hardcore brawlers, deathmatch guys like Tank that you mentioned. You had Violence is Forever showing up unannounced. You had Mad Dog Connolly and Demas, who I don't know much about Demas, but I think he's a mini from Mexico, punching each other full force in the face, bleeding all around the H2O Center in the co-main event. Just a spectacle. You, Mike, you are going to love it. And then in the main event, Daniel Makabe and Timothy Thatcher, you know, two guys who are no stranger to throwing down on the mat when it comes to holds back and forth, but also two guys who are kind of sick in the head. So that was a battle arts-esque fight, if you can imagine. So, like I said, top to bottom, it was like a circus sideshow of indie wrestling, but also some of the best action that you would have seen all weekend. And there was a lot of good wrestling. Micah and Megan Bain in the Stardom main event. Holy crap. I'm glad my audio got fixed before they went out there, because I was going to lose my mind when Micah pulled out this a Michinoku driver off the ropes. And unfortunately, I was seated by the entrance ramp, and I did not have a good view, but from my vantage point, Meghan Bain was blue. Like, blue? her face, and her tongue were a shade of blue or purple I haven't seen on a human in a long time. And I thought she was done. She kicks out. Micah grabs a hammerlock, plants her again down on her head, and gets the win. I thought that was a fantastic, fantastic match.
Now, getting back to WrestleMania, Cody Rhodes, you know, with the victors go the spoils. If you consider going on the third hour of the Today Show spoils, that probably wasn't too fun, but probably a lot more fun was his appearance on Pat McAfee this afternoon. And boy, you're going to make Brian Alvarez happy with this one, Cody. He is promising fans that he's going to try to bring back the Winged Eagle WWE Championship belt, which apparently on this live show that McAfee did, the fans started chanting for the Winged Eagle. Was not a big fan of the Winged Eagle title belt. I think I'm on record as saying that, but, you know, he finishes the story. There's a picture of him that he put up with the WWE title and the red-strapped world title that his father failed to win from superstar Billy Graham in 1977 and 1978. And you think we're going to see a new title on Cody? They love changing up these belts. You think it's time to get rid of the big pinky ring that they have right now and bring back something else, including, if not the Winged Eagle?
Yeah, let's get the hardcore belt look back. Smash these two titles to pieces. Mold them together into one. Do whatever you want. I could care less. My favorite belts are things that aren't necessarily even belts, you know, like the Fyre Festival sword.
The Fyre Festival sword. Well, look, when he got right down to it, what did you think
vacuum cleaner that the winner of the All Japan and Noah combined show got on TV Gayora or whatever it was?
Oh god, we'll put up a picture on social media but on that one and the looks of that one later. But when it came to the final match, look, a lot of people, you know, if this was any other thing, if this was a House of Torture type situation, we would be complaining about all the interference that took place in the Cody Rhodes Roman Reigns match. But the fact was, with Cody and Seth losing on night one, you knew there was going to be bloodline rules. You knew there were going to be a bunch of people interfering, or at least trying to interfere, and that is exactly what we got. But then we got a little more than what we could have expected, with John Cena coming down to take out Solo Sikoa, get a little revenge on him. We saw The Undertaker appear, probably could have been Stone Cold Steve Austin in that position as well. He takes out The Rock.
Yeah, long time vaunted rival of The Rock, The Undertaker.
Well, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Rikishi would have been better.
Well, so then at the very, you could have did that, you know, but he would be doing it for The Rock. But then at the very end, Seth Rollins, who we don't actually see, I don't remember actually seeing him. You hear the music of The Shield. And then the only time when I saw him, he was already laid out by Roman Reigns, but he went to attack Reigns with a chair in his Shield gear, as he did many years ago. And Reigns takes the chair, he looks at Cody, and then he's overwhelmed by getting revenge on Seth, remembering what happened, and he goes to work on Seth, which led to Cody Rhodes getting the victory. So in all of that interference that took place, and all of that counter-interference that took place from everybody getting out there for Cody, there was no babyface that helped Cody Rhodes win that match. He took advantage of Roman Reigns, who slipped.
Yeah, this is no hyperbole, but as Triple H would say, you had to expect that sort of match going in. And you mentioned the House of Torture earlier, Mike. Some people hate the House of Torture style matches. Some people love them. But it seems to be a consensus of people that love when evil loses in a big match. Because what happens is the leader of the House of Torture gets his at the end. And what we had here was a tastefully done execution of that very formula. And I thought it came off great. I thought it was the perfect call as to what should have happened in this match. You've had the Bloodline running roughshod over the WWE for years and years and years, wronging main eventers, stopping them from getting their rightful top chance to be the face of the company. And now those same wrestlers and Mark came back and put an end to this story.
And a fine job they did, and put a good end to night two, which was, in my opinion, leaps and bounds better than night one. I don't think I'm going out too far on a limb by saying that. And in fact, The Rock and Roman Reigns against Cody and Seth coming after that Sami Zayn-Gunther match was a real disappointment. And there was like 40 minutes that separated the end of the Zayn-Gunther match to us getting to the Bloodline and Cody Rhodes and Seth, which, you know, if you're a fight fan, you're used to that kind of delay. But then we got a 45-minute match that I thought Tom just dragged on way too long.
Hold on. No, that's not actually what happens most of the time, because
boxing.
The UFC has it set up to where it's a fight every half hour. So, sure, sometimes there are instances in which you'll get a lull because a fight ends very quickly. But you also have a post-fight interview. You have all these video packages. They have advertisements, much like we have coming up here. So, Mike, I'm going to kick it to you, and you can kick it away.
Here's Commerce, Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler, Wrestling Observer Live.
Like the homie Jim Jones, I'll be in the lobby. Tried to hit me two times with a shoddy. Miss me, I dodged both shots. Kyrie, do it anywhere. Having sex in the Bugatti. Nobody couldn't see us because the windows got foggy. Flames try to rob me. It's going to be a homie. I hope the president appointed me.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. WrestleMania hangover. I know the show has sounded like that so far. Don't worry, only one more segment to go, and then we're out of here. And then tomorrow, the boss man, Brian Alvarez, will be rejoining all of you. I think that's the case, at least, unless he gets lost in a redwood forest, which is possible, Tom. But I think he's going to be back. Are you guys doing a Filthy Four Daily at any point this week?
Hope not. I got a life.
Is enough for you? Do you really? Do you?
Not outside of wrestling and MMA, but...
Sure. Hey, this keeps you busy enough, but a couple other things. I'm a big
Eclipse guy, too.
That's, yeah, I see.
But after today, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, well, you know what? With glasses like that, if you paint them black and red, you can do a Midnight Rockers ode? You can be Marty Jannetty to somebody, Shawn Michaels?
There ain't enough drugs in Las Vegas to get me on that level.
No, you know what? No Marty Jannetty appearances, and whatever county he is currently in, he may not be allowed by law to leave that county. But we did get one wacky independent wrestling story out of Philadelphia over the weekend, which was Sabu, who was supposed to be inducted into the Indie Wrestling Hall of Fame, presented by GCW, which also featured Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert going in and the Briscoe brothers going in, amongst others. Apparently, Sabu took the deposit, was in the hotel room, refused to come out of his room to go up for the ceremony. Have you had any dealings in the past here with Sabu or Super Genie?
No, but actually they do live in Vegas from what I understand. He made it down to his table at WrestleCon, at least. But I guess he didn't make it up to the ceremony. So for once, he chose not to get higher, and he chose to go lower.
I don't have a good transition for that, except for the fact that CM Punk has never gotten high before, at least off of any sort of narcotic. You can make cracks about CM Punk and his ego and getting high off of himself, but he looked pretty healthy out there. Now, he did say in the Ariel Helwani interview that he thought he could push through with WrestleMania if he needed to, but they saved him from himself. But he did rip off that arm brace last night. Steals Drew McIntyre's thunder. Damian Priest comes down after McIntyre defeats Seth Rollins to win the World Heavyweight Championship. Out comes Damian Priest to cash in. I don't think that this was any big surprise that Priest was going to cash in or attempt to cash in on Drew either last night or maybe tonight on Raw. And they obviously chose Sunday night for that to happen. But how it ended up happening to me was a little bit of a surprise. But I think also plays perfectly into Drew McIntyre and his character and being a heel that everybody hates but does tell the truth. One more time, his WrestleMania moment was taken away, this time in front of the fans. What did you think about how everything opened up yesterday?
Well, it was no surprise, as you mentioned, that Damian Priest came out. It should be no surprise that CM Punk is healing faster and ahead of schedule. As we know from years and years ago, fighters just heal faster than normal humans.
I've heard that.
It's just the case. We're a different breed. We're born different. A lot of us have that dog in us, and apparently CM Punk is one of them. Drew McIntyre, if I was the booker, and believe me, I'm not, but if I was, Drew McIntyre would be my world champion. To me, he has everything that you want. He's huge. He's credible. He's mean. He's scary. He's got an edge to him. He's sarcastic enough. I love Drew McIntyre, but I also love what they did here with CM Punk getting a measure of revenge. Drew McIntyre just couldn't help himself, much like Roman Reigns. He just couldn't help himself, had to get in CM Punk's face, instigated it until Damian Priest came out, won the belt. And now we'll see, does Damian Priest reign atop of Monday Night Raw as a heel, or is the Judgment Day on its way to breaking up? We've seen dissension over the past few months. Dominic making decisions on his own, the rest of the crew questioning Rhea about it. They've been planting seeds for a long time. And now, is that seed going to sprout with a little bit of water from the help of Drew McIntyre?
Well, let me ask you this. I'll answer that question with a question after I get done rambling here a little bit. I would remix the group, because in the past we have had Rhea Ripley talking to Drew McIntyre, and we've had all of this interaction take place with, as you mentioned, Dom not letting everybody know what's going on. And is it time to maybe pull away Rhea Ripley, who obviously does not need that group? You know, she's a star all on her own. That was once again showcased this weekend, the response that she got. I still think that next year, Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley, or Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley, if built up correctly, can certainly close one of the two nights, and maybe even close Sunday night, which would, again, everything's about optics, as WWE proved all weekend. These things are about optics, so that could be a big deal. Dominic Mysterio certainly does not need the Judgment Day to get booed, although he and Rhea have been a great act together. There's other things that you could do with Dom. Is it time possibly to bring Drew McIntyre in to have him be the leader of a group that also has Finn Balor and JD McDonagh as a part of it, who can also help him kind of fend off other people and go on the attack on others?
I mean, my guilty pleasure would be that they would keep Rhea Ripley and actually make her a stronger heel, get rid of Damian Priest from the group. Drew McIntyre joins as kind of the de facto male leader or focal point. And then you know what you do? I think now that we have two male champions, it's time we have the big showdown. And after watching last night, Sunday night WrestleMania, watching the crowd go crazy during the co-main event, you know who I think should beat Rhea Ripley?
Who's that?
None other than my girl, Bayley.
She had a big night. And the Bayley-Io Sky match, I think because of everything that took place over the weekend with Cody and Roman and that match, the tag match, Sami Zayn and Gunther, you have a lot of people are going to remember because it was just so sports entertainment-ish. The Philadelphia Eagles, Lane Johnson and Jason Kelce going out there for the Eagles. You know, a lot of people are going to remember that. But Bayley and Io Sky had a really great 15-minute match, I thought. And I didn't think that Io Sky was going to win for, you know, but it's the way it was going. It's like, okay, is there a way they could possibly have Bayley lose here? And ultimately, that was not the case. But a really, really great match that I hope doesn't get lost in the mix over the weekend.
I was really, really happy at the outcome of the fans when it came to both that match, because they have done a great job, I think. I've really enjoyed the feud. There was a pivot probably around the time of Survivor Series where I started noticing that they were turning Bayley into a baby face. For a long time, everybody thought it's going to be Bianca Belair that gets the upset or upsets Damage Control and breaks him up. She gets the big win over Io finally. But there was some sort of change in the booking, and I could see Bayley being set up to win the Royal Rumble. And I think over the past, I guess it's really been like 5, 6, 7 months, they've done a great job in getting over Damage Control as a dominant faction, heel faction, and also getting Bayley back some sympathy, some empathy from the fans after being a heel for so long. And I was happy that the crowd got behind those two in that match. And also, as well, AJ Styles and LA Knight. Just because there's no belt involved, just because it's a match, a regular match between two guys on WrestleMania, I thought, I hope this doesn't get lost in the shuffle. And those guys went out there and they put forth one heck of an effort and had the crowd into that match the whole time. So AJ Styles might be the wrestler of this century when you really think about it.
And the right person won with LA Knight getting the victory there. I mean, you know, I was wondering if they were going to go in that direction or, you know, AJ Styles go ahead and give him the victory. But as soon as I saw all that Slim Jim branding everywhere, I figured, okay, you know, there's no way they're going to have LA Knight pull up in the Slim Jim car. And then when all that branding's everywhere, go ahead and take the L. But what did you think of all the branding? You know, it's been so long, and I'm so used to this, watching Arena Mexico shows, watching MMA shows, boxing shows. You're used to that stuff everywhere. New Japan for years, having all of the advertisements everywhere. But it was a new thing for WWE, and I got to be honest, it didn't annoy me. It didn't bother me one second. You know, the Prime bottle being in the middle of the ring, it was not obnoxious, wasn't even colored. They had the outline of it, so that didn't even stand out. But certainly when they went outside the rings, you had Wheatley vodka, you had Dude wipes, you had all this other American home
gin organ, and juice.
Gin and juice, you know, so you had all that stuff going on. What do you think about any of that? Do you care about that? Does that take away any of the aesthetic enjoyment for you as a wrestling fan?
Not at all. It actually, I mean, WWE to me, like WWE is going to do this stuff anyways. They're going to have some wacky turkey match around Thanksgiving. They're going to have some dude in a weird costume. So you might as well integrate it with some of the sponsors like they do with the Prime bottle. Now, I am disappointed that it was KSI in there. I mean, that's who I expected. I thought they should have had a big surprise for WrestleMania.
That's KSI. It's like, I'm like, who the hell is I Show Speed? I'm a 50-year-old man. I don't know who I Show
Speed
is.
Wait, is that who that was?
Yes. Who is he?
I thought it was KSI.
No.
Well, I don't know.
It was some dude. KSI owns the company, so
he's guy in a Prime bottle.
He's a KSI's making out on some of this WWE money as well as Logan Paul, you know, because he owns part of the company. But
yeah.
You know, again, it didn't bother my enjoyment of it at all, and it's just something that I, you know, like instantly here I'm getting used to. One thing before we get out of here too, and I don't know if you saw any of the pre-show or not, but Lee Fitting has done an amazing job as far as changing some of the look of Raw and SmackDown in the TV. We've seen new graphics.
Oh, I thought you meant
things.
I thought you meant the dungarees.
No, not when you're wearing your Adidas and your Lees like Run DMC did. No. I'm talking about Lee Fitting, the guy who actually put together for ESPN, you know, worked for ESPN and put together, I thought, an incredible pre-show with some of the incredible packages, including on the shooting that took place at the Kansas City Chiefs parade, and I just thought they did a great job that way, and that's something that I don't know if you had a chance to see it or not, but it is fantastic stuff.
I really enjoy the video packages WWE's been putting forth. I enjoy the changes that they've had in production, and I mean, I thought WrestleMania, I thought both nights were good. You know, obviously the second night had the better action, but overall, big success this past weekend.
In this new era that we're going through, the production has gotten a zillion times better. A zillion times better.
Well, please Renaissance, continue. Mike. Focus on the arts and humanities. Big surprise.
Bronze Era comes next. Wrestling Observer Live.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Looking at me. Look at that, look at how they're looking at me. Eyes all sticking like honey on bees.
Yeah.
Look at that, look at how they're looking at me.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler, Wrestling Observer Live. You know, I'm from the DMV area. Pretty much lived in between Baltimore and Washington my entire life. And Wale has been the biggest hip-hop artist to come out of Washington. Apparently, him and Meek Mill are beefing with each other. And Tom, we talked about this a little bit during the break. You know, we had a lot of Meek Mill when it came to the opening video packages, but no Meek Mill at the show. Do you think he is somewhere hanging out with Diddy, possibly on Russell Simmons Island?
He's at the party. He stayed late. You know what I mean?
Locked Meek Mill up. And Wale. Oh boy, beefing with each other. I don't know why, you know.
Well, if who
Cole
cares? They had
Kendrick. You know,
they had the
Cole.
Best rapper alive at WrestleMania.
You know, I did. There, with everything going on right now, not that I'm the biggest Lil Wayne fan in the world. You know, I'd probably fall more to a Royce or a Pusha T, maybe somebody like that. But
Royce Isaacs?
Stop it. But at very least, you know, we didn't have to deal with anything with Cole and Kendrick over the weekend here. I'm sure firmly in the camp of Kendrick.
Yeah. J. Cole, if you ask me. Kendrick cooked him just like we cooked this past 60 minutes, Mike. Thanks for talking to me.
It's now time to ash this whole thing and mash it out. My God, what a show this was. It's a WrestleMania hangover, everybody. It's what it is. Still a little bit scrambled. That's the way it goes. It's all right, though. Dad comes home tomorrow, and a more professional show it will be. Possibly, maybe. For Filthy Tom Lawler, for producer Dom, for producer Jared, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We shall talk to you again after a while.